Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Here, teaching in the book of Proverbs, wisdom on the use of the tongue. There is a spiritual principle behind speech, as God created in the book of Genesis, by speech, by the power of his word. Let there be light. God spoke it into existence, and there is a spiritual principle behind the power of speech. Individuals today can use this principle to build up or tear down. Children that are being raised in the home and sculpted in the image and likeness of the speech of the parents. You're just like your father. Why can't you be like your brother? You're not going to amount to anything. You're just no good. The tongue can produce life. The tongue can produce death. Individuals today that are backbiting, backstabbing, destroying individuals' reputations. Scripture states in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 8, the words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Instead, we should be speaking life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We should be encouraging, building up, edifying. Yes, we hold individuals accountable as we speak the truth, but the scriptures tell us to speak the truth in love. Scripture states in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 and 10, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Words can hurt. Words can pierce. Words can cause tears to fall down the cheeks. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and we are called to speak life. That is why we have the greetings of the day, where we see someone and we say, good morning, good day, good evening. We're speaking life for that particular instance. Scripture throughout the Bible encourages us to have these particular greetings. For example, may the Lord bless you. Peace be unto you. God bless you. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and we have a choice to build up or to tear down, to edify or to destroy, to encourage or to condemn. We are held accountable by the Lord by the use of our tongue. And we are called to be good stewards over our tongue and use it for the glory of God. Scripture states in Matthew chapter 12, verse 36, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com.